Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Brachos. We're in the 7th Perek Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. Nashim Avadim Uktanim Ein Mizamnin Aleihem. We can't include women and slaves and ketanim in a zimun, even though women and slaves can be mizamnim by themselves. The group of women can do zimun by themselves. A group of avadim can do zimun by themselves, right? Ketanim should not do zimun by themselves, but they can't be included in the minimum number for the zimun together with men. So ad kama mizamnin, how much must a person eat in order to be chayev in zimun? So, and able to be mitzdarif and able to join in at kezayis. So the Tanakhama says it's got to be up to a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says no, ad kebeitza. We say that the amount is supposed to be up to a beitza, which is two sizes of olive, because it says achalta and savata should be the double size. The Mishnah then continues, ketzad mezamnin. Okay, now that we know who and how do we do zimnon? So the Mishnah continues, b'shlosha omer nevarich. When you get three people together, you say, nevarich lelokeinu, b'shlosha v'hu. If it's three people and him, we say, baruch hu es Hashem. Why? Because you have three people, they can say it even without all of us together. Ba'asara omer nevarich lelokeinu. When you get to 10, you say, nevarich lelokeinu, ba'asara v'hu, omer baruch hu. Right? If you have 11 people, the one who's mezamin can say, baruch hu. Echad asar v'eseribo, echad asarav, echad asaribo. It doesn't matter whether you have a group of 10, a group of 11,000, right? That's the way it goes. B'meya omer nevarach l'Hashem elokeinu, b'meya v'hu omer baruch hu. Right? And when you get to 100 people, you say nevarach l'Hashem elokeinu. When it's 100 plus him, you say baruch hu. Right? Be'elef omer, when you get to 1,000, nevarach l'Hashem elokeinu elokei Yisrael, be'elef hu omer baruch hu. Right? When you have 1,000, you say, Nebarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. And when it's 1,000 plus him, he says, Baruch Hu. Beriba, when you have 10,000 people, Omer Nebarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, right? That we should give a bracha to Hashem, our God, the God of Yisrael, Elokei Tzohakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Alamazon Shachalnu. Beriba, Omer Baruch Hu. You should bless, not just we should bless. Kinyan Shum Mevarach, Kach Onim Acharav. And by the way, whatever you call them when you say Nevarach or Baruch Hu, that's how they should answer. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Alhamazon Shechalnu. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Lefi Rov HaKahal Hein Mevarchim. It's based on the size of the Kahal. In other words, there's the more people, the bigger the appellations of God. Shenema B'makilos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem in Mekor Yisrael. Some Rabbi Akiva, Ma Metzinu Beis HaKnesses, Echad Merubim V'Echad Muatim, Omer Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? We say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. We don't make a change with the mentionings of different Shem Hashem. So too, when it comes to Zimun, we also shouldn't make a difference whether we have 10 or 10,000, whatever the case is. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvorach. Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Akiva in this regard. He says, we don't change it, but we say Baruch Es Hashem Hamavorach. By adding the word Hamavorach, we are saying he's not excluding himself from the group. We paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. We never say Baruch Hu Es Hashem in benching. We say Nevarich Leilokeinu. Even if we have 4 or 10 people sitting with us, we say Nevarich, right? Not Baruch Hu, like we said in the earlier positions of the Mishnah. We keep everyone included in the group for Zimun, just like we do when we daven together. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue. Everyone have a great day and a fantastic Shabbos.